Okay, so last week we spoke about Vinasakam, kind of finished up what we were going to discuss about it, and we basically ended up with the, we have a few yesaidas. The number one yesaid is that Stam Vinasakam is 100% us. There's no heter for Vinasakam. You always need a yid doing something. Shailas, what does he have to do? So the machlekes, whether the yid has to just watch, or if the yid actually has to do a maisa. It seems that the place can go that the yid just has to watch. That's the Ramah Shita. And then we had how much does he have to watch? The chachila, he has to be there from the beginning till the end. From the maisa chal, even from watching the chaliva and the siyas agvina. And then the Ramah says that, yeah, but even if he doesn't see the chaliva, if he just sees the gvina, here, and also take this also goes with that. If he just sees the making of the Gvina, the Ramah says that b'diyeved, that that's okay. And Ramosha has a whole tshuva, a whole longer tshuva. We didn't see all of it, but we saw parts of it that he says he doesn't understand why, according to the Ramah, that it's only b'diyeved. Even l'chadchila, according to the Ramah Shita, if you just see the Gvina and you don't see the actual milking of the cow, the chaliva, it should even l'chadchila be good. And he comes out with Maisa that he says Allah is that you don't have to see, even l'chadchila, you don't have to see the beginning of the chaliva. Even if you just see the Gvina, it's l'chadchila, 100% fine. And then he says at the end there, the way that the Ramesh appears on is that there's no, there's manazeh, our milk, since everybody knows about his other tshuva, about, which we'll get to maybe next week, about his other tshuva about Chalav Yisrael, that our Chalav companies have a different status than regular Chalav. So he says, to be machmer, that Chalav, is you need Chalav Yisrael, even, I mean that Chalav, you want to be machmer, even the Chalav companies, that you want to have to be there for the entire process. He says that is ein lachosh klal. There's no. It's a chumra agabe chumra ein lachosh klal. So it seems the way the Rosh is coming out is that to be makbid that your gvina is made from Chalav Yisrael, what we call Chalav Yisrael. He says that ein lachosh klal. That's a chumra agabe chumra. And again, like I said last week, I'm not the daya here, and everyone can ask their own, rabbi. But that's how Rosh is fearing guys, Clark. So that's in Yerdeya, I think it's Chela Gimel, and Tezayin was Simon Tezayin. Okay, so that brings us to Chalav. So we spoke, we just touched on this in the first week, that's why you have the first handout, and that's just for that Mishnah on Lamed Hei Amud Beis. And this is where the Mishnah brings out about Chalav. We ran through it first quickly, let's just run through it again. Ve'elu dvarim shalavi kechavim asurim ve'en yisurim yisra'an nov. Chalav shachol vu'ayv dekechavim ve'en yisra'al re'ayv. And that's all we really need for this mission. We'll go straight to the Gemara. So the Mishnah says that chalav that a goy milks and the yid doesn't watch over what he's doing. So zok the Gemara right away. Chalav l'may nechosh. So what are we concerned about when we don't know that we don't see the guy milking the cow? So he says imi shamechelufei. If it's because we're afraid that he's going to switch up the milks on us. He's going to really switch trefa milk instead of the cow milk. So tar chivur. Tame yarek, they're different colors. Tar milk is white, and tame milk is, I guess, a bit more of a greenish hue. So that's no reason to be chayshish, because we'll see clearly right away he's not going to be able to trick us. V'im yishom yirubei, and if we're afraid that he's going to mix it all together, so practically gemar nekum, let's just turn it into cheese. If we know that damer mar, chalav tar aymed, chalav tame yena aymed. So this is either kaibai l'gvina, so the gemar answers, if you're right, if he wants to buy the milk for cheese, then you're right, hachanami. He's coming, he wants to drink the milk. He doesn't want to make cheese with it. So then, how are you going to know that if the guy didn't throw in some pig milk or other milk that's straight from him? So the Nishkumine Kali, so why don't you just take a little sample of an akum and make it into cheese? Says, Kivin Vitar, Nami, can you see the light time you like to make him the most? He says, no, because even by tar milk, there's some parts of the milk that don't turn into cheese. So you'll never know whether it's really a taruvis or that it's really tar milk that just some of the milk doesn't turn into cheese. Another teretz apilu tema de kavoy l'gvina. Even if you're going to say that he wants to only use it for cheese, ika dekoy be atifi. There's always going to be some little droplets of milk that are stuck within the holes of the cheese that's going to make problems. So therefore, he said that's the problem. By chalav, at the end of the day, we're nervous that the goy is going to mix in some chalav tameh with this chalav tar. Now, I don't have the sheet printed up for you, but that's all you need from the first packet. The Gemara later on goes through, this is the things that you cannot eat. You cannot eat from a goy. And then on daf lamed tesam beis, the Gemara says, ve'elim mutar ba'achila. I'll read it for you. These are things that are mutter. Chalav shachol du oivde kachavim yisrael reyeil. Chalav that a goy, right, he looks like a yid is watching. So those are the things that are mutter. And then the Mishnah goes on to list other things. So the Gemara asks, Gemara basically says, hey chidam, eat the lack of dumb. What are we talking about? A yid that watches over a guy making milk, so that's mutter. So in fact, the Gemara like this. Hey chidam, eat the lack of dumb tummy ba'edrei. If the guy doesn't have a tummy animal in his flock, so pshita, that's pashit. Of course it's going to be mutter. V'idiika dumb tummy ba'edrei, am I? And if there is a, and if something tummy is in his either, so then why is that mutter? Sorry, the Gemara first talks about a case where a yid is just sitting at the end. Let me back. I tried to jump ahead, but I see my. The Gemara talks about a case. Let's say a yid is just sitting outside. He's sitting outside of the guy's farm. This is the case the Gemara is talking about. So the Gemara says if he's sitting outside the farm and the guy is milking the cow, so then he says that's mutter. So the Gemara says, well, is there a davar tami ba'edrei? If there's not a davar tami ba'edrei, so then. Well, of course, it's pasha that the guy's sitting outside. Well, it's pasha that there's no taruvus of tchaltem. There's no tummy animals in his flock. And if there is tummy animals, so then what's it going to help that he's sitting outside? How does he know what's going on in there?
Is he watching?
No, he's just sitting outside. He's not watching. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara ends up saying that, no, what's going on is like this. Really, there is a tummy animal inside the flock. And the guy, even though the guy's sitting there, that when he stands, he can see. So when he stands up, then he can watch the guy. When he's sitting, he can't watch the guy. So since this guy is nervous at it, that second he's going to try to mix around the chal of tummy, so the guy's going to stand up and watch him. So therefore, so that's why it's going to be mother.
It's not the fact that he's actually seeing it, it's the fact that he can.
Exactly, the fact that he could see it, that mirsis, that creates mirsis. Anyway, the point of what I'm trying to bring up from this Gemara is that some of the Rishonim are medayik from this Gemara, they says like this. So if there's no davar tameh in his flock, there's no tummy animal in the flock, so the Gemara says that it's pashit. Of course, it's pashit that it's if a yid sitting outside, it's mutter, right?
It would require no supervision whatsoever.
That's what it seems like. So the Mordechai is one of them that's medayik. He says, oh, you might think that, oh, you see that if the metzias is that there's no davar tameh in the guy's flock, so then you don't need a yid there even. What do you need a yid there for? So the Mordechai says you can't. This is what some of the Rishonim are busy with. Some say it's because they're busy with trying to understand this Mordechai, whether this Mordechai is coming to say that this is a good deek that you can make. Mordechai says it's not a good deek for a different reason. So the Shaila is, what's that reason? And if the reason is the Negev, is man is it? Okay. But this is a Gemara that seems clearly. It seems from at least Pashit is that when there's no shash that the goy is going to mix in a davar tameh, so. Then there's no problem. There's no problem of a yid having to watch it.
Does it say that explicitly?
No, the Gemara. I told you the Gemara says. The Gemara says if a yid sitting outside.
Yes.
The Mishnah says the Gemara says a case of a yid sitting outside the flock, and there's the guy is milking the cow, and he is not watching it. So is that mutter? So the Gemara says there's no problem. So the Gemara says, oh well, if there's no tamei animal there, then it's pashit. But what's pashit? Obviously, it's pashit because if there's nothing to mix in there, the yid doesn't have to be there b'chla. So that's a pashit way of understanding the Gemara. There's different ways of entering this thing. But the point that we're trying to come to, and this is what we're going to get to in a second, is that we know, like we spoke out last week, a few weeks ago, that we know that gvina is a davar that was aser b'minyan. That the Chacham came up and they said they're making gzera. This is a very stark gzera that gvinas akum is aser, which is why even though we have one rishon that held, one that we saw, one rishon that held that that it's not a davar sheva minyan, that bezman hazeh, since it's not negeya any of their svaras, so that as far as to ask gvinas akum, so bezman hazeh it's not a problem. That's only one shita, but everybody holds like we saw the Machaber, the Paschal like this, the Rambam, and all the other rishonim go. They know that gvinas akum is a davar sheva minyan. And something that's also a davar sheva minyan, you need another minyan another bezdin, which is shava and chachma and minyan, in order to get rid of the gzera, and that we don't have. So there's gvinas akum we pass in as a davar shava minyan. Amaisa, the shaila is, what about chalav? What about chalav Yisrael?
Did we say last week that gvina is less of a problem?
Gvina is less of a meaning. Gvina is a davar shava minyan, but Ramesha said that once you have a yid watching parts of it, so then how do you need to be machmer also to have the status of chalav Yisrael b'smanazeh? That's we can be more mekel. We can be more mekel in that. A gvina that a yid's watching part of the gvina process, then you have a cool. But here we want to, the shaila is we want to be matir. Let's say you have a place where there's no tamei animals there. There's no tamei animals. So do you need even a yid to watch it? That's the shaila. By gvina, Avad, you need a yid to watch it. There's no shaila. A yid has to be involved. How much does he have to be involved? That's machlekes. But a yid for sure has to be involved. Like we said, stam gvina's akum, there's no heter. So, but because it's a davar shel minyan. So the shaila is a chal of Yisrael. Is this chal of akum a gzeira that was like the level of a davar shel minyan, which would mean that even like we said, like Venus Akum, let's say you know for sure the guy made it with asavim, with grasses or flowers, it's still going to be awesome. Because davar shel minyan, the taloi plug. So is that the same thing? Is that the same thing by chal? So. So the first thing that I have in the second hand now is the pre-chadosh. This is the pre-chadosh. Now, okay, so we're going to start the pre-chadosh. We're not going to see the whole pre-chadosh, although so the if you look by Sif Katan Vav, you see Simon Kuf Tez Vav, it starts by Simon Kuf Tez Vav, and then and you see Sif Katan Aleph. So let's go to Sif Katan Vav, the long one. It starts Miu, yeah, but we're not gonna see the beginning. And we're going to jump to a dot right about halfway down. Which says, where you're going to see the word v'teda. You see the word v'teda? It's like, yeah, the first one lies the most. So, we're actually going to go one line before that. We're going to go, let's just go like a few lines before that, v'chei nira. Okay? So first, the Pichadosh, what he's first doing is he's bringing down the shittas that hold that even if there's no chash of a tamei animal in the flock, if a yid's not watching it, it's going to be a problem. Even if there's no chash. And he's bringing down a few rais. This is the last way. V'chei ner v'divei shari dura shekasav zel shen echalav shechol v'goy v'ein yisrael rayayu afilu ein behema tamei abadir. Asura, it's still going to be Asur.
Who's so, this?
The Shari Dura?
No, who are we calling here?
This is the Pre-Chadosh.
Okay,
this is the Pre-Chadosh. Yeah, so the Pre-Chadosh. Who is he?
What was his name? Sorry,
15th, 16th
century.
He's on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, and here's this is the Pierce in the back.
Okay.
So, he says... he brings on the Shari Dur. This is the last one. He says the Shari Dur says clearly, chalav that a guy milks, he is not there. Even if there's no behemoth meya, it's still meant to be awesome to look later. Sure, maybe not. If pirates gather, yishalchenu nachash. If somebody says, oh, don't worry about it, there's no tummy animal there, it's going to be fine. No, he is watching it. Yishalchenu nachash. You know, a nachash is going to bite him, or should bite him. Okay, and then he says, kach pasuk Rashi. I can show that's how Rashi paskins awesome. In a tshuva, by the way. This is a big shaila, whether it seems that he's only got Rashi in a tshuva, because Sam Sofer wants to say that he's actually a zedek from Rashi in the Gemara, in the Chazanish, another one that Ramesh
one. Isn't this against the Gemara you started to share with?
No, so as I said, they have a whole way, we don't have time, but they have a whole way how to answer up that Gemara. That's not as posh as I made it seem. Okay, now he says like this, ready?
I mean, even from that Gemara, all you see is that he doesn't have to watch explicitly, but he has to be on the outside.
Yeah. Yeah, but that, so why does he have to be outside?
Because he has to make sure that no other animals come.
Right, so let's say the city has no tummy animals.
So that, I mean, that's the chiddush of the pre-chadash.
If
there are no tummy animals,
yeah.
or people don't use tummy animals to milk them, to sell, you know, there's no tummy milk on the market, then that's a whole different chiddush
right.
that you don't see from the Gemara.
Yeah. The Gemara, you just see that the Yid doesn't have to watch. The body has to be there. So why does he have to be there?
I took that from the Gemara, though, there's an idea that he can be scared of something else.
I mean, that's also, that's Mirsus. That's the whole idea of Yoytzim and Nichmas.
Right.
You know, the Mashiach doesn't have to watch every second. Okay, so then he says like this. So, Chidaikis Bei Shapers, like the Pirkhadish. When you look at a good, ain't the Mechaber Klau. Devadai Cholom Shal Goy, Lo Yasrua, Elahecha, the Ikuch Shashpim, Mosim, Mishim, Tarubis, Chol of Tamet. So, the Pirkhadish, no. The only time they had Yid has to watch it is when there's a Chashash. That maybe the guy's going to mix in the Chol of Tamet. Halav al kishari. Without that, it's going to be 100% mutter. Beteda, what's my raya? The Gemara, Amasnisa, Diktani. The Gemara on the Mishnah that says ve'elu mutar ba'achilo. Cholav shal cholav goy yisrael yehu. Amrin. The Gemara said tinyan al hadatana ban yoyishiv yisrael b'tzad eder yishal goy. This is the case that I spoke of. I didn't see it inside. That he is sitting outside the flock of a goy. The goy chaylo loy mevi loy vina chayshis is nochshash. The goy just sitting outside. Pirish. You see that the fact that Mishnah says that the Gemara says that he's sitting outside of the flock and he's not watching it, so you see that he's not watching it. If he's seeing a pshita of Asnisan, he said, what do you mean? A pashta of Mishnah, of course. If he is watching it, there's no shiloh. You see, the Gemara says that even if there's no davar tami badroi, it's pashit that's going to be mutter, even though he doesn't see it. When he's standing, he watches him. You would think that keeping the yosef lay chazilei neichar tov amaisi maravik mashma. So what do we see from this Gemara? The loy asru chalav goy elakisha yesh chash tarubis chalav tamet. So Zakta Bri Chadash, this Gemara is my best raya, like I spoke at the beginning, that when there's no chash of tarubis chalav tamet, then the Yid does not have to watch it. Even if he does, it's mutter, even if he does not watch it at all.
Well, first
that's what they do sometimes. They bring down all the shittas to say it's Asr. And then he says it's not Machaber. What they're saying is not Machaber because I have the first Gemara. I have the first Gemara, not like that. And then he says it. If Taka, there's something, this Dabar Shebeminion, like the other Rishayim, the other Paisim are learning that the Chal of Tameh is a Dabar Shebeminion. A Chal of Akim is a Chal of this is there a Dabar Shebeminion. So that's the pshat. So then, what's this whole Gemara? This whole Gemara is fair. She's like, what do you mean? Light plug. You always need a Yid watching it. Now, Yid does not have to watch it. And the whole reason why you need a Yid is to make sure that there's no Chalav Tami mixed around. And the reason why he's sitting outside is just so he shouldn't bring out any, he shouldn't go get any tummy animals. But if there's no chash for that, okay, then there's nothing to worry about. And then he brings the Chubas or Advaz. And the Advaz also also goes like Chikadosh. That also goes like the Brichadosh, it's not a davar shel minyan. And then on the next page of your thing is the end of the Brichadosh. And I'll just skip down to Haklal Ha'ayla. The biggest word is Haklal. It's the first page. Yeah? See it there?
Give us some direction. Come on.
It's on the first.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Towards the top of the first column.
Haklal oila. So what's the klal after all this? He goes to the Homorachai over here. We don't have time. Haklal oila to be ir shloy nimsa sham kol of tamei. Aishihi yaiser be yiker. Or if it's more expensive, so it makes no sense for the guy to mix in. Then there's no chash. There's no chash. The guy's going to mix in more expensive milk. That there is near that there's no chalav tamei, or it's more expensive. Mechalav tar mutter liknois meha akum chalav shachalvay beli riyas yisrael klal. V'chei matzos yamin nekpasha poi b'Amsterdam. Fine. V'chei nahakti yani...
Shlomo's leaving now.
Okay, so that's the pre-chadosh. So this is the famous pre-chadosh. Okay, so now the Chassam Sofer came after the pre-chadosh, and that's the next page. So it's more of a tshuva. He goes through a lot of other things.
It only helps if there's no pigs available,
or if it's more expensive.
No,
I think
more expensive.
Not sure.
And if the FDA is going to come in and fine you $100,000,
which one is more expensive?
If the chal of tameh is more expensive, then there's no reason why a guy would mix it in.
It's never going to be more expensive.
If the FDA is going to come in and fine you $100,000,
well, I don't know. I don't know.
Why would pig milk be more expensive than?
Because the FDA is going to come in and fine you $100,000.
Okay, that's a different story. We'll get to that.
That doesn't make it more expensive. It's going to be more expensive.
So now listen to this. Now listen to this, wow. Psalm Cipher. Okay, Shlomo.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah, we'll get to that next
one. It's also true.
Let's look at this Psalm Cipher. That's the next page. You got the next page. It's not stapled in. Okay, so again, I only printed up from. We're going to start from. I'm not sure what you kept it, but Mikalach and Gavur.
Perfect.
This is on the left side.
Yeah, the left side, Mikalach and Gavur. So skipping the whole first part, it says Mikalach and Gavur, Mikan. The mashma, the chol of tamei, migzera, nesar, b'minyan, b'loy, plod. So that's some cipher. I know you buy your pre-chadosh. You're going to talk about pre-chadosh soon. He says that he brings rise from here. He says you see clearly that no, chol of tamei is something that's nesar, b'minyan, b'loy, plod. B'chein yir, b'henya, b'loshin, rajma, b'theris, b'ayis, arach. And that's what the rajma says. B'harimah, and the ramah also, b'hagos, and b'kufta, zvav, this ramah, he's a big. That the Ramah is also in that Shekasav. The Mechol will go and mix us behemoths. Okay, we'll get to that next week. He has arrived from the Ramah. Mashkozav was Shach, and also what the Shach says, I have arrived, that it's a David Shemas Dominion. Mechay Mashkozav Ramah, Oysham. Then that says the Kalim also. Okay, also the Shach. Ah! I just skipped to like one. Ah, Hapri Chodesh, Maisi, Chubas Ribas. Oh, what am I going to do with this Pri Chodesh? That's what I'm saying. What do you mean? You got this Pri Chodesh? Who brings the tshuva to advaz? The pshita lay the chol of loy minu alav leisrael. What do you mean that it's pasha to him that it wasn't asr? Mishum hachi heichad alak atam ibad yirmatzi mutter. Okay, then he brings the brichadosh. That's what brichadosh says in Amsterdam. He was matter it. Now I just skip a few lines where it says hine. It says hine. Listen to this. I'm going to come with a beautiful, beautiful svar. Shlomo's going to love it. He named it Gofadin Kfarkasafti Lil Daiti Mishasa Poiskin. Okay, so I can't ignore the pre-chadosh. I told you about the pre-chadosh, but I'm telling you the Gofadin, like I explained in the past few paragraphs. I told you what my das is, that about this is a Dabar Shimon.
He doesn't address the pre-chadosh. He just says.
He brings the pre-chadosh. He says, listen, I already bought you Uriah's, not like that, and that's why I'm right. He says, Lu yehei shiyia daita kerfaz. Let's say that halacha is like the Ravaz.
With mutter.
Mm-hmm. Hakapana nika das rashi begamari shumas rashi v'ayit paisim sri l'asr. Okay, still I have other ones that are asu. Rima, kesef mishna, kesef kamasayu, v'anayim kainim kain. So we are noyig not like the pre-chadosh. This is some servicing. We're noyig not like this. And Cain, afilu halacha, listen to this, Shlomo, you like this. Afilu halacha ke'enoth paiskin, even if the halacha is like their advice in the pre-chadosh, v'kamagam kivan d'yesh de'el ha'achmer, k'far kiblu avayseinu aleim ka'isa de'el. We already were makab, fathers were already makabal on us like the day that's ma'achmer. V'asar alinim in the national as medina. We asked him in the vein le'atara. The karabena, I'm just skipping, the having neded daraisa. She says, therefore, it's a neded daraisa. Because when we're makabal on ourselves, it's like a neded daraisa. Ava pisha mi kamak and kilkol isid darabonon. Hainu kach kibla neded shi asa mene kukula isid darabonon. So even though the isir itself of chalavakim is worse than isid darabonon, but once we're makabal on it ourselves, like a neder, so he says to be over on the nether now is a daraisa. So the Haigel, let it be right.
Unless you do Hataras Adar.
Listen to this. The Haigel, Im Alocha Kirin Vaz, you want to say the Alocha is like Kirin Vaz in the Pri Chadash Lahakol. You want to say, okay, the Alocha is like Kirin Vaz. Okay, we're Mako. But he says, but wait a minute. Rak Abi Seinu Kibu Alein Kedas HaMachmer. What do you mean? Our Abi Seinu, our parents, were Makabu on themselves to be Machmer. So Havalei Nedda Daraisa. So then it's a Nedda Daraisa to be Makayim and Issa Derabonah. So he says, so if you go like, you want to be Mako like their advice, you're going to get yourself into bigger problems. Because if the halacha is like their advice, then we're Mako, but the chacham, our parents, this is what the Chassam Sofer is saying at least, our parents were Makabu on themselves to be Machmer. So it's a Nedda Daraisa. So he says, it's a Nedda Daraisa, so then your Kula is a Chumra. You want to be Mako that it's that, like their advice, but then you're going to get yourself into bigger problems, because then our parents were Makabu on ourselves like a Nedda. So that's going to be this is the raisa to eat challah, to eat challah that a goy that a yid does not watch. Even if there's no chash, if there's any tarubs of challah goy.
How does
Nedda
come about?
He says, look at the next paragraph. He'll explain. The next paragraph says, Makshu Safsi, Shekabol, Nedda Raisa, Apo Pishlo, Yasser, Asma, Moshe, Kurd. No one said, Harini, that I'm going to be Mikom Makoim, Kosha, Mikabol, Al Atma, Lasley, Tabar Mitzvah, Have the Raisa. If our parents were makabel on themselves to keep chalav, not to have chalav goyim, even if there's no chashash, and there's going to be any tarubas of chalav tamei in there, so then we have this nether, we're stuck, we're tied down to this nether.
How about a ger?
Your parents can't be makabel a nether for you, dude.
Sam Cypher seems to say that it is. It's not.
That's not what it says. It says, Mikol Makom Kosha Makabel Al Atzmo.
Yeah, I know, but his form before was
it. The parent
because the parents train us to do it.
So once it's in the minute, it's in the minute.
Once you're becoming
okay,
the
so now, okay.
You're not the couple,
so hold on. So this is a Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer very clearly is not, even if he's saying, even if you want to go like the Prechaj and their dads, you're still going to run into bigger problems. Now before we end off, let's just take a look at the next page. This is the Aruch HaShulchan.
Most of the mechanics of this is made out. Can we go into that at all?
What do you say?
We go into the mechanics of the neder.
What? How does that work?
First of all, how does it work for the parents? How does that translate to the kids?
I know. I have to tell you that the Chaznish brings down. There's a famous Chaznish, and we'll get to next week. But the Chaznish brings down the Chassam Sofer, and he's chaylokan. Seems that he's chaylokan. Seems to be saying that the Chassam Sofer is shver. And if you look at this too, there's a number of kashas on this Chassam Sofer specifically. And a lot, it's very interesting. Sometimes he doesn't even say Mar Mekaymus. He says, "Oh, the Kesemishalig does." And you have to figure out which Mar Mekaymus he's talking about. But and again, I have to see the Chaznish better. Chaznish, he gives a heter, but he's basically seems that he's saying he's being chiluk on this Chassam Sofer. I don't know exactly how whether he's being chiluk on this part or which part he's being chiluk on, but that's Chaznish. And Ramosha has his whole, the Gaius of Ramayish says that he stims his whole Svara with Chassam Sofer. Okay, we'll get to that next. But anyway, let's continue because we're running out of time. So take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan is mamish, like, very, very recent. So let's see what he has to say about this concept. So you're starting by Dalet. You see by Dalet? Ve'ein Lishol. So he first time he brings down the Halacha of Chol Vakum. Says the ain't lishol the ain't davar tami beedroi lama lana she yisrael yoshim bechutz. Why do you have to? Don't ask this question. That if there's no davar tami in the guy's flock or in the city or anything, for ain't shum chash bezad. There's no chash that there's going to be any tarumis. So why do we need a yisrael there? Amnam kasva rishayin the chol shay yisrael leira chaliva klal the rishayin say if a yid does not watch the chaliva, behind us gami bechutz le yoshav asru chazal bechol gavni. Chazal asked it. The stomach to none. What do you mean? The Mishnah said stop. Cholav shacholav the chavim ve'ein Yisrael yehi wasser. It's like the Aruch HaShulchan. I give gavali haraya. The raya is that the Mishnah doesn't say if a goy milked his cow and there's no chash of terubis of cholav tamei, then it's mutter. The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says a statement that a goy that milks his cow and a yid doesn't watch it, Mishnah doesn't get involved with whether there is a tummy animal, there's no tummy animal. The Mishnah says if a yid doesn't watch it, then there's a problem. So that's it, finished. That's the problem. If a yid doesn't watch it, they forget the Mishnah is stop. Doesn't say if there's a chashash, the teruv is called tamei. Not a chashash. That's it. That's it. So that, that's a raya, that even if a yid is not watching it and there's no chashash, it's going to be a problem. Ken kasab Mordechai, like the Mordechai we said, ubesmak, and also the sharidura, and also the sveheter, and I'm just skipping around here. This is the Torah Shita, and the Shulchan Aruch, and the Gedolei Lechorin, and the Shach, and the Taz, and the Bach, and the Drisha. He brings out all these things that there's that he says, oh, the only clue that I have, maybe, which we'll see in the Shulchan Aruch, is that if you're just sitting outside of the guy's Eder, that's enough. If you know that there's no Tame animal in there, and a Yid is sitting outside, watching, making sure that there's no Chalav Tame coming in, that would be good enough. But that's the only clue. If a Yid is not there, Bechlal, not within the vicinity, then there's no heter. Now go to the next one. Hey, go to hey. Vinei al kaparin nizbar. Lufidas kol rabbi seder sheivano afilu b'mekaymis lo ishkia klal davar tamei beir. Even if there's no davar tamei beir, but oifin shein chash l'tarum b'schal of tamei mikomakayim aser kisha yisrael lo yomad al kaparin b'chutz. The least that I'll give you, the most cool dick I'll give you, is that a yid who has to stand outside? B'shas ha'chaliv v'ashi yotzim v'nichnas, or is yotzim v'nichnas? Da'al fi'l b'kot v'tana, ki'l mi'a kot v'nichtana, the Rambam says it. Ah, v'yizbar ay p'zay, ni'l ha'kapanim ha'yisrim v'chol ayfim. U'duloi ke'echon y'gedai lei ha'achroinim. Zag d'al chashokhan, who do you think he's talking about? Not like one of the gedai lei ha'achroinim. Sheherich b'zay l'hakol l'shtay z'chalav shalahem. The makim she'ein sham davar tamei, aishu rocha kametzias shechalav wasa tamei, or it's just rocha kametzias, aishu chalav tamei biyaker, or it's more expensive. He's talking about the prechadish here.
Yeah.
Not like this prechadish. Hey, raya meizig gedayim. He brings rayas from some gedayim sheikil the kiyagavna. Umisiba zeh. Because of this prechadish, yesh harbe mispartzim v'isser zeh b'day reinu ba'avin esenu harabim. There's so many people that are sevach on this prechadish leivei from our avin esenu harabim. And then they say, this guy did it, so I'm okay. They don't understand. He is members like giving a whole shmooze. It's not like the Derech of Rosh Hashanah used not to give a shmooze. Here he's giving a whole shmooze. Divrei Seifim more chomim than Divrei Taira. The Talmud Chacham Shasakein. If you're Seifim Chadash B'Chadash, Avoyna Yisa. It's going to be terrible. The kibush nifzik la'iser mi yachol lehayis panav lamale tayves nafshay v'shoymer nafshay kirachik is hasam yizeh. And then he says like this. Look at this. The next one vav he brings out a story. It's not very not like the Aruch Hashulchan. He does it in halacha. Eliezer says he's very against this. Eliezer says I'm going to explain to you how shakol di rabbi say la'kadoshim and gachli eish. Mashes Vadalfnei Lafana Belev Nishbur Biyosi Yoisha Bakise Hair Bayer Planus like this. Somebody came to me and was misfada the following story. So somebody told me the following story happened. That one Echum Balbatim Hachashuvim, one of the real Khashva Balbatim in the city. The Sham Hayanayig Heter Bedavar Be Yoise Khutzabesai Biraq Dilbina. He would be matter to have Khalov Goyim when he was away from the city. He'd go on business and he'd be matter. The Yashiv Tadim Shama Asakav, he goes somewhere for his business, and over there, he would be Mako. Him and other guests in this place, they would want to have coffee in the morning, right? They want to drink coffee in the morning. Bebaikim Hayakim Chalab Shaman, Shekarim Smant or something. They would buy this Chalab Shaman from the Smant. Eitel Chenveni Ein Yehudi. They would buy it from a Gaisha shopkeeper. Shekinegadach Sinai Shalem was right opposite their hotel. Upamachas, one time, Eschilu Lacha B'neim, all the yin, they used to say, like, how does this guy, like all the yin, right, they're trying to figure out how this little guy, how does he have so much products? Yeah, this little shopkeeper has so much Chalav Shamein. How does he have all this Chalav? But they decided, B'halachulu Chembini B'shalvah, so they went over to him and they asked him, V'amalei Chembini? And he kind of idlis shabasser harbe mayak shabahemis. No, what I do is I buy from Italy this the mayak from the basser and the behemis. Umamcho yisam harbe cholov, and I and I grind it all up together with the chalav, levash v'yachad, and then I cook it together. Dezeu hashanunis, and that's how I get this beautiful creamy milk over here. And that's what you've been eating this past time. So you've been eating all this basar tahameh, which is maybe shalas of basar v'chalav, even he cooked it together. V'oz, what do they all do? Naflu kulam al panei malchetim agar, they all fell on their face from the big chet. Sha'achu treifis u'basar v'chalav, they also ate treif from basar v'chalav. V'avavais, it's vada l'fonai v'tzoak, v'koil kama g'doylem divri chachamim. Says, and this guy came to me, he was so upset that he's been eating treif for all these years because he was saimach on this b'chash. Zokdar ha'shofan, I can't tell you how stark not to be saimach on this b'chash. So now you have the Chassam Sofer Svara, and you have the Aruch HaShulchan, who's very, very not into this Pri Chodesh. And Mitzvah Shem next week, we'll see, maybe there's some good attain that we could be silent
to. Moshe Feinstein to the rescue.
Maybe.
Talk.
Governmental